Good morning. Yesterday we discussed the question that if somebody is invited to a bris milah, is he obligated to go? And we brought a Gemara Psachim that says that there are seven people who are excommunicated by heaven, and as an eighth, as an addition to that list, v'yesh omrim, there's an opinion, says the Gemara, af mi she'ein meisib b'chabura shel mitzvah, that also somebody who does not dine, does not eat in a chabura shel mitzvah, which we explained, at least one opinion in Tosfos, is it's talking about the su'uda of a bris milah. Somebody doesn't eat there, then that person is also on the list of those who are menudin lashamayim. In fact, the Rama paskins in Shulchan Aruch accordingly, kol mi she'eino ochel besu'udas milah, hevi kemenuda lashamayim. Anyone who does not eat at the su'uda of a bris milah is kemenuda, effectively excommunicated from heaven. So that's fairly strict, something we certainly don't want to violate. So what can we be lenient? Is there a basis to be lenient at all? So in fact, there are a number of bases to be lenient. We're going to start with the first one that the Hagos Ram Teitelbaum on Shulchan Aruch asks on this Ramah. The Ramah here we see is poskening like a Yesh Omrim in the Gemara. It's just a Yesh Omrim, an opinion in the Gemara. But the Tanakhama of that Gemara that says there are only seven on the list of those who are excommunicated from heaven, and Rav Nachman is typically the Yesh Omrim in the Gemara, adds on an eighth, but we typically posken like the Tanakhama. So in fact, Rav Teitelbaum says as follows, apparently that's why the Ramah said Kim Minuda, that the person is effectively, it's as if he is excommunicated from heaven, but he did not say he is Minuda Lashamayim. He did not say he is excommunicated. And that's according to Rav Teitelbaum, because Hainu Shlechatkila Ein Lasot Chinuch, all this concept of is if you are invited and you don't attend, that you're a kemenuda, it's as if you're excommunicated. The Ramah is telling us that this whole thing is a din lechatchila. This is the ideal. This is what we should strive for. But that doesn't mean that if there's a bona fide reason that we are unable to attend, that we have a prohibition then and we are excommunicated. So it's a din lechatchila. It's not a din b'di'evet. The next basis to be lenient, the Hagos Yismach Moshe, brings the Gemara, mi she'eino meisib b'chabura shel mitzvah, who one who doesn't eat in a chabura shel mitzvah, he is menuda, that what that means, shakavana al mi she'nimtza ve'eino meisib, it's talking about somebody who is attending, he went there, he's at the su'uda of the bris, aval, but he doesn't eat. Aval imloba kishuhuzman eino menuda. However, if he doesn't show up at all, even though he is invited, there's no nidoy. So the nidoy, the excommunication, is for somebody who went. He's there, he's sitting, but not eating. Indeed, that is when it is problematic. But being inviting and not showing up at all, that would not be included in the nidoy. That is the second basis to be lenient. The third basis is if we continue in the language of the Ramah. The Rama said, and we just read this, for Homisha Eino Ocha Besuudas Mila, anyone who doesn't eat in the Suud of a Bris Mila, Hevi Keminuda Lashamayim, is effectively excommunicated from heaven. There's a continuation to that Rama. Vidavka Shenimtsu Sham Bene Adam Mechuganim. This whole problem of not going when you're invited, that applies if the attendees at that Bris are proper upstanding individuals. However, however, if there are those who are attending that are improper to be in their company, you don't have to eat there. So the Sefer HaBris comes and explains, we're talking about, even if there are a proper, appropriate people in attendance, but as long as there are some who are not proper, then we don't have the obligation to be eating at the Bris Mila. So we have in the Sefer Shari Aron an interesting conversation that's recorded between the author there and the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish in this conversation was asked, what's our heter for not eating at brises? We know there's a Ramah here that says that you have to eat it at bris. And if you don't eat, you eat, you're a kemenuda lashamayim. So how are we lenient? So the Chazon Ish explained, based on this Ramah, that if there are people who are not mechuganim, then you don't have to eat there. And the Chazon Ish continued kahayom al pirov, nowadays, in the majority of circumstances, the majority of brises, nimtzaim sham b'nei adam she'ena mehuganim, there are indeed people who are attending who are not proper to be in their company, so we're not obligated to be eating in such environments. So the author of the Shari Aharon asks another question to the Chazon Ish. He says, okay, if this is dependent on there being people there who are einam mehuganim, who are not proper, so what does that mean? What's the definition of somebody who is not proper? Now, we're not obligated to eat when they're there. So the Chazon Ish says three examples. Number one, that they're not careful about netilas yadayim. That's number one. They don't do netilas yadayim in the proper way. Number two, she'enam zihirim bikinuach bebeis hakisei. They don't wipe themselves in the proper way as recorded by halacha. We won't go into detail on that. Then number three, she'enam zihirim melachavin betfilah shmona esrei. They don't have proper kavana in Shmona Esrei. So if there are people there who violate any one of those three, they're not careful in any one of those three areas, that would be considered somebody who is einam mehuganim, and we would not have an obligation to be eating and apparently even attending such a seuda. One can always go and sit there and not eat as well. So the next p'tur, number four, that we are up to, the Leket Yosher records that there were bachurim in a yeshiva, and they wanted to go to a bris milah, so they asked their rav, the truma sadeshin, the grace truma sadeshin, can they go to the bris milah and meseder? And he responded in a very interesting fashion, why are you running off to say amen to the brachas as a milah? You can simply go to the shecht house, the Beit HaShechita, where they're shechting the animals, and you can say amen after the bracha of the shochet there. So he's, in other words, he's downplaying the importance here of going to the bris milah, more important to learn than to go and have the schar of saying amen in other contexts. So Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas V'Hagos explains what's going on here, possibly that maybe it's simply because we have Bachura Yeshiva, that there are young boys learning in yeshiva, maybe it's different. We specifically don't want them to lose out from their learning, but adults who aren't in that situation, we certainly could be of the view that going to the bris would be more important to the seder. That is the subject of a machlokis. So there, so far, we have four various leniencies to it not go, even if we're invited, to not go to the bris. And now we're going to mention a few more. In short, the Sefer HaBri says that somebody, Torasso Umunasso, somebody who's learning full-time, would be exempt from going to the bris. Oshi Ispantal Ayadeza Mitfilas Hatzibor, if somebody is going to miss Minyan by going to the bris also, we would go to Minyan and not go to the bris. Or if somebody has to go to work, Osek B'malacha L'Farnes B'nei Beis, he needs to earn a Parnasa. In those three additional cases, he has no obligation to go to the bris milah. And then the Sefer HaBris adds on, Shekolze Ulaihu Davka She'ya B'Shas HaBris, maybe this whole concept of being required to eat at the Su'uda only applies if the person was actually at the bris itself. So if you're at the bris itself, maybe you have to stay afterward and eat at the Su'uda, or maybe it only applies that you have to stay for the Su'uda and eat if there's not a minyan without you. However, if there is a minyan without you, maybe the whole problem doesn't exist. So here we have it. We have 7, 8 different leniencies, areas, or bases to be lenient. But the focus should be, that's why we don't invite indeed to a bris based on the Ramah. Mi she'ena ocha besudas mila hevi kemenuna la'shamayim. That's the psak of the Ramah indeed. But we do have various leniencies. In addition, if somebody has a seder that's kavua, if somebody has to get out to work, and if there are people who are attending who are not of the proper ilk that we want to be in their company, those would all be bases to be lenient. Have a wonderful day.